Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and during the next hour, we're featuring all Motown songs that reached number one status on a variety of charts. This half hour, we'll hear from the Supremes, the Jackson 5, Stevie Wonder, the Temptations, Diana Ross, Michael Jackson, Martha Vandellas, and Eddie Kendricks, all coming up during the next half hour right here on Motown Memories.
I do. Wide World. Wide World. At MotownMemories.com. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. It's number one.
We'll be jamming until the break of
A Motown memory from Stevie Wonder, number one tune from 1980, Master Blaster Jammin'. Before that, we heard from the Jackson 5, I Want You Back, number one from 1970. And we started with the Supremes with Baby Love, number one from 1964. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We're featuring all number one songs this hour on a variety of musical charts. Well, coming up, a great song from The Temptations, number one from 1966, called Get Ready. Well, Get Ready was written by Smokey Robinson, and it resulted in two hit records for the Motown record label. The version coming up reached number 29 in the U.S. Billboard charts, and number one on the Rhythm and Blues charts in 1966, and Rare Earth made it a number four hit in 1970. Well, this song is significant because it was the last song that Smokey Robinson wrote and produced for The Temptations. Due to a deal that Berry Gordy, the founder of Motown Records, made with Norman Whitfield, that if Get Ready did not meet with the expected degree of success, the Norman Whitfield song called Ain't Too Proud to Beg would get the next release. Well, Get Ready was designed as an answer to the latest dance craze at the time. The dance craze was called the duck. Well, here is Get Ready, The Temptations, right here on Motown.
I never met a girl who makes me feel the way that you do. You're all right. Whenever I'm asked who makes my dreams real, I say that you do. You're out of sight. So be fine, oh, fun. Look out, baby, cause here I come. And I'm bringing that you a love that's true. So get ready, so get ready.
Motown Memory with Tom Fallon.
Number one.
Would I be talking?
your requests. MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
1-1-1-1-1-1-1. One day in your life, you'll remember a place, someone touching your face. You'll come back and you look around you. One day in your life, you'll remember the love you found here. You remember me somehow, though you
Motown Mummy from Michael Jackson. That reached number one in 1981. The song was called One Day in Your Life. It was actually recorded in the early 1970s when Michael was part of the Motown record label, but it was re-released after the great success he had on the Epic record label. Well, before that, we heard from Diana Ross, Reach Out and Touch Somebody's Hand, number one from 1970, and we started with The Temptations, Get Ready, number one from 1966. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring all number one Motown songs on a variety of different record charts. Well, coming up, a number one tune in the rhythm and blues charts from Martha Vandellas, Jimmy Mac. Well, Jimmy Mac was written and produced by Motown's main creative team at the time, Holland, Dozier, and Holland. It was the final top 10 hit for the Vandellas in the United States. It peaked at number 10 on the Billboard charts in the U.S. and number 1 on the Rhythm and Blues charts. The song, with lead vocal by Vandellas lead singer Martha Reeves, is narrated by a woman who longs for a boyfriend called Jimmy Mac to return to her. The narrator is being courted by another suitor who she notes was, quote, talks just as sweet as, quote, her longtime Jimmy, and hopes for him to return before her resistance is worn down. The inspiration for the song came from a 1964 Music Awards ceremony, which Lamont Dozier attended. At the ceremony, the mother of the songwriter, Ronnie Mac, accepted an award for her son, who had recently died. Under pressure to come up with a hit for Reeves and the Vandellas, Dozier and the team penned this song in part as a tribute to Mac the writer. Well, here it is, right here on Motown Memory.
On a natural
Eddie Kendricks on his own at this time after leaving the Temptations. That was a number one tune from 1974, Boogie Down. And we started with Martha and the Vandellas, Jimmy Mac, number one from 1967. Well, during this last half hour, we featured all songs that reached number one status on a variety of musical charts. Well, coming up after the break, we'll feature more number one songs, so keep it right here on Motown Blues.